I am chatting with Andrea Delf, who is the branch director for Mamas for Mamas, which, if you haven't heard of before, is a national charitable organization that supports mothers and caregivers in crisis by providing ongoing support to individuals and families facing various poverty-related struggles, which is just so amazing. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, Jacqueline.
How are you? Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Okay, so Andrea, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Mamas for Mamas does?
Sure. So Mamas for Mamas is a registered nonprofit organization that supports low-income families, families in crisis, and single parents. I guess the way that we are unique from other organizations locally is that we provide immediate support to families in need.
So when you say immediate, what do you mean by that?
Okay. Yeah. So what I mean by that is, so an example I'll give you is that we have a BC Children's Hospital program. Mm-hmm. And within that program, we support families who are, you know, they could have been rushed here from the Okanagan in a helicopter, or they just have the clothes off their backs, or, you know, they drove here to have, say, an MRI for their child to find out that their child has cancer, and now they are here and they are living here for up to a year sometimes in treatment. And they're dealing with all of this on top of the fact that they might be in a lower income bracket. And so what we can do is we can get in touch with the family, usually through a social worker at the hospital or, you know, a friend of theirs, and we will drop off the donations that they need. That could be gift cards, that could be furniture, like maybe they have to rent a place. We have a lot of donations for the hospital that would be good, like lip balm and scrunchies and face cleaner and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that is an example of the immediate, and we can have it there within like 24 hours.
Wow, and how amazing, because when somebody is going through something so big in their life, those are almost the last things that they want to think about, but are necessities. So for you guys to be there to help them is mm-hmm. so great. So your head office is in Kelowna, and you are now opening up an office in Richmond, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. We open on Monday, September 28th, actually.
Wow.
Like open for clients. We are throwing a COVID-friendly grand opening party on Saturday, the 26th, which will be outside in the parking lot, and it will be, you know, full on like bohemian decor with a DJ and wine and coffee and beer and food. So that's really exciting. Tickets are not on sale anymore, though. That has been closed. And then we open on Monday. So.
Wow. So it's coming up very soon.
I know.
That really is so awesome. So how would somebody like myself get involved to help out as well?
Well, there's a few ways. So our Instagram page is a fairly active page where we will often talk about upcoming events and, you know, giveaways and all sorts of stuff like that, all of our programs. So it's mamasformamas.vancouver. And then they can also visit the main website to get in touch with us, which is mamasformamas.org, or they can email me.
Okay.
If they wanted to as well. And so the office, we accept donations, like actual, you know, donations, but we don't have a lot of space. And so we are going to be in touch with the people who want to donate first, and then we can talk about what they have, and then we can schedule an appointment for a drop-off.
And so how could a mother or caretaker or somebody that needs your help, do they get in contact with you, or how does that interaction work?
So they could, like I said, we got the Instagram, the website, mm-hmm. They could call our office and then email.
Okay, so it's the same as donating. It's going through that same process.
Exactly. But if they want to make a monetary donation, for example, then that would have to be done through the website, which is mamasformamas.org, and they would have to click the drop box to Vancouver.
I am chatting with Andrea Delf, who is a branch director for Mamas for Mamas. They are opening a new office here in Richmond, which is so amazing. So, Andrea, I also noticed that in this Together campaign that you had on your website over the past couple of months, and I think it is so amazing. Do you mind explaining a little bit about what you guys did?
Oh, the In This Together campaign is basically, I mean, it's, you know, for life, where we had a photographer. It was primarily in Kelowna, where a photographer would come to the driveway of a family, and they would take beautiful pictures of the family holding up a sign that said, In This Together.
Oh.
I know. And then the pictures would be sold by donation.
Did Jillian Harris do that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Because I know that she has done so much work with you guys at Mamas for Mamas, and I follow her on Instagram, and I did see her doing that.
She's the lead ambassador up in Kelowna there.
It must be very helpful to have somebody who, I mean, you guys have a huge presence on social media already, but somebody who has a different audience to make such a big impact, I'm sure has helped the company a lot as well.
It has, because it gives people that trust, for better or for worse, I'm not sure, but to have someone like her who is from here, right?
Yeah.
And has two kids and has come into this life now of privilege, if you will. She certainly doesn't take it for granted. She's such a humble, lovely mama. But it does help for sure. Yeah.
Well, it is just so amazing what you guys are doing to help so many mothers, single parents, caregivers out there. It really is so awesome. And congratulations on your new location in Richmond. If you want some more information about Mamas for Mamas, you can head to their website, www.mamasformamas.org, or check out their Instagram page, mamasformamas.vancouver. Thanks so much, Andrea. Have a great day.
Thanks.